This is a Kitty Pod production. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is recorded on the ancestral land of the Mohican tribe. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is produced and recorded by a real-life human being for other real-life human beings. Though I hope one of these days we can replace this host with ChatGPT.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell of shrimp they're beginning to boil, wasting away.
Welcome to episode number 198 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the most above average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. My name, of course, and as always, is Jason Bullitt.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, updater, pussy imitator, assassinator, baby.
I demand the hour, the man with the power, too sweet to be sour.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'm your friend.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Gosh, what a neat guy.
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better!
Baby, baby!
And I'm coming to you once again from the rolling and, as of time of recording, somewhat wet hills of Saratoga County, New York. Summer is long over. We've made our way, or at least by the time this episode drops, we'll have gone into the autumn of 2023. We've had a lot of stuff happen to the family Bullitt since yours truly last spoke and you listened. Sorry for the pregnant pause there. But we've had a lot of stuff happen to yours, Troy, and this is pretty much what I'm going to be talking about in this episode. It's just one of those things now with an episode you don't really have much to talk about. Isn't that every episode of this podcast? Oh, come on. Get out of here, will you? He's in there early. Well. Never mind him. And here's hoping we don't hear from him the rest of the show. Don't make book on it. As we get to the social media plugs here, you can follow me on Instagram at Keep It To Yourself Podcast. Facebook is facebook.com/KITYS Podcast. I don't know why I made the word yourself two separate words, but whatevs. It is what it is. There's also the world's loneliest email, KITYpod@gmail.com. So you can get at me there. All right. As I stated just moments ago, this whole episode is going to be the vanity portion because I don't have really much to talk about except for what's been going on in the life of one J. Michael Bullitt. Now, we're going to start with the most pertinent issue and one that's been front of my mind for the last few weeks and going on the last month or so, and that's my dad's health. Since last I spoke and you listened, we've had one of those instances where it was two steps forward and one step back. And we've had some interesting developments and some rather positive ones, too, if I had to wager. Well, yours truly visited his dad a few times. He was still in the ICU when last we left, the father of J. Michael Bullitt. And you'll be glad to know that as of this past Friday, as I record this on the 18th of September, my father has since been moved out of the intensive care unit at Albany Medical Center and is currently in the stroke unit of said medical facility. And it's a quieter room than he had in the ICU. And, you know, he needs all the rest he can. Well, he's sleeping all the time. That's what my dad's fiance, sorry about your dad. All right, thanks, Vince. Appreciate it. As he was early in the ICU, so it's a lot quieter space. Physical therapy's coming in to help out. Speech therapy, too, because that part of the hospital I found out on visiting them yesterday, is also where they do communication disorders and speech therapy. They help you out there. I think you're in line for that kind of treatment there, bud. Ah, oh, jeez. Whew, man. That's a low blow if ever there was any. All right, but anyway, I went and visited him on Sunday. Nancy's there, as she's been this whole time. And you know, this is really taking a toll on her. You know, she's trying to keep a brave face, God bless her, but you know, there can be some tension sometimes, especially when interacting with yours truly. And I'm going to admit something to you right now. You know, accountability's been the one thing with yours truly since this podcast began 6+ years ago. And open book right here. There's some stuff that I don't really want to admit in the forum that I have or this platform, such as it is. But there's sometimes I got to tell you the truth. And there have been times where I felt, you know, the pangs of uncertainty with my dad. I know he's getting better slowly but surely. But I'm just preparing for the time when, you know, heaven forbid, it's a long time in coming when he ultimately does pass away. I mean, stroke's not a very easy thing to come back from, especially at an age that my dad's at, his mid-70s, you know, pushing 80, getting ready for it. So with that top of mind, I've done some things where I've decided to get ready, you know, assume some more financial responsibilities, it est, you know, taking on some of the monthly household expenses. You know, I'm starting to pay the gas bill for the house. I'm starting to pay the electric bill for the house. I'm currently working on taking care of the utilities as far as the internet concerned and whatnot. Wi-Fi, you know, the company that's responsible for it added a $5 upcharge of the Wi-Fi. I'm like, I looked at the bill, I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Come on, man. What are we doing out there, man?
So once I get everything switched over, I'm going to have to be dealing with that. So everything's been kind of touch and go here, but things are turning toward the upside as I record this. So there's that. However, it hasn't been all bad news. I'm going to try and redress the balance, as it were. And I did have this one event that I went to, and it was homecoming at, well, it was Castleton University until earlier this year. It was Castleton State College when I went there, but just the same, it was homecoming at dear old alma mater. Well, folks, this was originally going to be a solo trip given what's been happening to me the last few weeks or so. But at seemingly the 11th hour, if not the last minute, I invited a friend of mine to come join me on this trip. Well, I picked it up at her house at 9:30. We got there right about 10:45 or thereabouts. Had a brief little walk on campus. And there were some changes afoot, not just with the name, but you had the banners going down South Street, where last year and previously they said Castleton, they now said Vermont State University. However, some of the sandwich signs pointing the way to events on campus still had the old Castleton University logo and the word mark and this, that, and the other. Shades of the past, I will say. And also a big change, we were in for a bit of a shock going into the store at the campus center. It was a lot smaller than I thought it was. At least there weren't as many people. Because in the past, when we've gone in there, or it was just me or this friend of mine, oh boy, it was crowded as you know what. My goodness. Well, this time, there was virtually nobody in the joint. There were a few people milling about, you know, getting stuff. I said Vermont State University. That's all that's in the store now. I'm glad I held on to all my Castle and stuff. So I got a t-shirt and I got a mug that says Vermont State University Alumni. So there's that. That was my way of accepting the change right there. Well, after a little stop to put stuff away, we decided to make our way to the alumni tent in the pavilion near the stadium and the freshman dorms and one of the newer dormitories that opened over a decade ago. And that's where the Alumni Association has their, you know, hospitality center, for lack of a better term. Well, signed the rolls there, got some Castle and Swag. And there are a couple of t-shirts. One for free, the other you had to pay $20 for. I got an older shirt that says Castleton Alumni. It has the Spartans logo right in the center. I have an older version of that, but I didn't want to pay the $20. But I got another t-shirt with the Vermont State University branding. And that was it, man. So it was great seeing some people. Well, there was somebody I knew from the STEP Center, Academic Support Center. She was there last year. It was great to see her again. She's retired now. Go back and listen to that episode from last year. Go back in the archives for that. And I found out that there was a second person roaming around looking for me. I didn't know about it until we had already split the scene. And I DM'd her on Facebook, said, "Hey, listen, sorry I missed you, man, but enjoy homecoming or what's left of it. Enjoy your time on campus back at old alma mater." And she was like, "Well, sorry we couldn't see you. I was looking for you." So two ships passing in the night. Well, we had a little walk in the village, made a stop at the village store. It's one of my old haunts, way stations now as an alumnus. It was one of my old haunts as a student. Got the weekend edition of the Rutland Herald. I got a hat that said, well, it said the town's name, not Castleton or Vermont State University or anything of that nature. And that was about it, really. Well, we were going to have lunch at the Bird's Eye Diner, but we just weren't hungry enough. So we decided, all right, we're going to start home, but we'll stop along the way somewhere. Oh, before we get going on the trip home, I just want to mention that while one person was looking for me, there was another whom I wasn't expecting to see as we were walking back to the car. It was a friend of mine named Renee. We'd been there all 4 years. She and a couple of her friends were no doubt headed to the tailgate. They probably stopped the village store to get a 24-pack of suds. And we were walking on the Delaware and Hudson Rail Trail that cuts through part of campus. And we were like, "Hey, long time no see." A little brief chit-chat, and then that was it. We went our separate ways. Now, back to the trip home here. There really wasn't anything in Whitehall, to be honest with you. So, and we weren't really hungry yet, so I figured, all right, maybe our taste buds will catch up with us. They'll meet us somewhere down the road. I have no idea what I meant by that, but you get the idea. So, long story short, we originally wanted to go to this place called The Silo. Now, they're only open for lunch and breakfast, or breakfast and lunch, as it should be put in that order. Oh, get on with a story, will you? All righty, geez. You didn't get a grant being complete futz around, you know. I don't know what you meant by that. It was spontaneous, folks. He just made up a word right on the spot. Oh, you wordsmith, you. All right, back to the story. Finally, we were going to go to this place called The Silo, only open for breakfast or lunch. And we were in for quite a shock. I figured, oh, we'll just get a table. I know it's the weekend, but we'll sit down here. I've always wanted to go to that place. Well, when Lindsay, this friend of mine, and I walked in the door, the maitre d' saw, said, "Hey, we'd like a table for two for lunch." He said, "It's going to be a 45-minute wait." And I turned to her. I said, "You want to go somewhere else?" And, "Yeah, okay." 10, 15 minutes, we'd have stuck it out. But 45 minutes for a table? That's getting down to closing time for them. Probably about 1 o'clock by the time we got there. So I told her, all right, well, there's this diner just up the road. We'll go there instead. Well, had a good meal, nice diner fare. We both had potato salad for our sides. She got a buffalo chicken wrap. I got a Reuben sandwich with pastrami instead of corned beef. I think you'd call that a Rachel or something. Well, sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing on the side, or Thousand Islands, really. Fuck you, Putin. Well, it was a great meal, well-fed, and dropped her off at her parents' house and came back right about 3 o'clock. So that ended a great weekend. And even though I was not in the best of moods to celebrate, I felt like I needed this trip in the worst way possible. So whoever that friend was looking for me. I'm sorry we weren't able to meet again. You know, two ships passing in the night. Hopefully next year. Cross your fingers. Hope for the best on that whole front. All right, folks. We've made it to about the end of the episode. Got two more things before we sign off. First up, we got the pod shout-outs. GFA Live. Peter Winston and Keith Langston live watching an episode of WWF Superstars that aired on March 18th, 1989. You can follow Pete and his podcast on Twitter at GF Allentown Pod. Check out his YouTube channel, too. The sportscaster, Steve Bennett, talked with Tyler Dunn, and also two guests for the price of one in the second half, Mark Dent and Rustin Dodd. It was all football-related, and oddly enough, this dropped the day the 2023 NFL season started. Tyler Dunn making his Super Bowl pick, and Dent and Dodd writing this new book about the renaissance with the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes as quarterback. You can follow Steve and his podcast on Twitter at sports_casters and on Instagram at thesportscasters. 24-inch podcast, top five list of plenty dealing with Hulk Hogan, as discussed by Steve, his daughter Paula, and Dave Rollins. You can follow the podcast at 24-inch pod on Twitter and 24_inch_podcast on Instagram. I think that's it. Hope I didn't mess it up. Loyal Littles Podcast. Oh, man, what a pull these guys got. Chuck and Roxy, that is. Tim Kirkjian of ESPN, Mr. Avocados himself. You can follow the podcast, or at least the host thereof, at Loyal Littles Pod on Instagram. Actually, on Twitter, really. Instagram, it's The Loyal Littles Podcast. The Break It Down Show, most recent episode, Mark Christopher Lawrence joined Pete A. Turner, talking about family camp. And Chris Lombardo, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. And Chris Lombardo, the band called Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. Great name for a band, I'll tell you. You can follow Pete across all your social media at Pete A. Turner and the Break It Down Show at Break It Down Show. And finally, 1 in 36, actually second to last, 1 in 36, the podcast from the Anderson Center for Autism, Tracy Schober talked with Eliza Bazinski. There's this Rays Expo going on here. It's called, well, the shorthand for Checks Notes. This is gripping podcast. Anyway, the Resources for Autism and Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Information Sharing Expo, or RAISE. A little redundant in right there I created. It's going to be at the campus center of SUNY Albany. It'll be going the day this podcast drops from 11 in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Free to attend. Won't cost you a dime, and you'll get some resources available should you need them. And if they're available, take advantage. OPWDD, anyone? You can follow the Anderson Center on Twitter at Anderson Autism and on Instagram at Anderson Center for Autism. And also the Lawrence Ross Show every Friday in your ear holes. He'll see you on the radio, a la Charles Osgood. And you can follow my mans on the social media at Blind Lawrence. This podcast to which you're listening is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overture, insert name of podcast you're here. If we're not available for some reason, number one, shame on them for not carrying us. And number two, a little hack for you. You can take the feed address, the RSS feed that is, copy it, paste it into the feed, or copy it from the show notes, paste it into the podcatcher, and you'll get new episodes whenever they come to you. If said podcatcher has, you can listen on them, but there's also review and rating capabilities, 5 stars and a good write-up. I certainly appreciate that. Thank you in advance for all that, and thank you as ever for all your support. Especially as we're nearing 200 episodes. All right, folks, we've made it to one last thing. And given we're in the fall now, late September, early October, it'll be the latter by the time this episode drops. It's time for what I like to call the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Century of the Week. And this is where I take one game from either the NFL or college football action that weekend, and I give you my little pick for it. Now, we have to look back to quite a while ago. It was the first Monday night game. I thought the Bills were going to run away with it against the Jets. I didn't even know Aaron Rodgers was going to be injured, to be honest with you. The Jets came back in overtime on a kickoff return. Or maybe it was a punt return. Actually, it was the latter. But anyway, bottom line is I am 0-1 to start the season. But it's still early on, still early days. There's time to right the ship. So with that clearly in mind, I'm going to give you my pick for for this week's episode. And how about a little music there, Maestro? Well, folks, that music only means one thing, and that's Monday Night Football. We're putting that in the spotlight for our Stone Cold Lead Pipe, etc., etc. We're going to keep it in the Meadowlands like last time, but it's going to be the New York Giants playing host to the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Giants, well, it's been a rough go of it ever since they settled deals with both Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley and got all those out of the way. What could have been the bigger New York loss, Saquon Barkley or Aaron Judge? Well, who's to say? But in any event, we got ourselves another Monday Nighter involving a New York team at MetLife Stadium. And Giants, well, this has been a difficult start to say the least. They needed that historic comeback to get one in the win column in Arizona week before last. Got absolutely spanked at MetLife by the Dallas Cowboys in the curtain raiser to the season. Sunday Night Football, that is. And now on Monday Night Football, after an embarrassing loss to the San Francisco 49ers out on the West Coast, Big Blue will be at it again, this time against the Seattle Seahawks. Former Jet quarterback Geno Smith will be under center for Seattle. Now, I checked the lines, 1.5 in favor of Seattle. I'm not even going to bother with it this time. I looked at the over-under. It's 47 points. Take the over. I got a feeling Seattle's going to be scoring the lion's share of the points. Take the over in the Seattle Giants game on Monday night. That's my Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Century of the Week. You're welcome, America. And that'll do it for episode number 198 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. I thank you as ever for listening. And I thank you for your support, especially with what I've been going through all this time. I'll give you another dad health update in the next episode, 199. That means we'll be one away from number 200. Still thinking about and trying to wrangle a big guest for the occasion. Hopefully it's commensurate with what we're going to be celebrating here, but I wouldn't make book on it, to be honest with you. I forgot to tell you that I paid tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett at the beginning of the episode with Margaritaville. Well, it's one of those episodes where I'm paying tribute at the end to another great of music who passed away. His name was Gary Wright. The song you're hearing in the background is Really Want to Know You. My favorite off that tree. So rest in peace to both legends of music, one more than the other, not to make a valiant judgment here. As I say, so long for now. I'll talk to you the next time, whenever that may be. And as always, and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling. Otis lives. Love you, Dad.
Sullivan, you're here. Good morning. Maybe you could tell me what you think is going on here. And please, speak as you might to a young child or a golden retriever. It wasn't brains that got me here, I assure you of that.